just as much as ever. My heart beats for you.
Heavens, don't you think that's a pretty song?
Well, I sure like them pretty songs by Bobby Vinton at KRKO. That was just as much as ever. It's 18 minutes till 2 o'clock. It's the incredible Kirk Wilde talking at you. And it's here, the biggest toy sale in North Metro at Cash and Card just off Broadway in Everett. All toys are slashed to 50% off for the giant K&K toy sale. And while you're there, get 18-inch Franklin stoves, reduced from $109.95 to $89. This is all Eric Burden, Animals, KRKO. This is what happened in Monterey at the Pop Festival, babe.
I think that maybe I'm dreaming.
Where's that? I put your head there, huh? Monterey, Eric Burden, the Animals. North Metro Capsule weather calls for occasional rain and some periods of partial clearing tonight. The low is 45, the high is 48 this afternoon, and currently 44 degrees right here. In sports news, Montlake Terrace defeated Blanchette last night, 60-57. It was Cascade 70, Seaholm 47. I still cannot resign myself to the accuracy of the Everett score. I know that it's impossible for a basketball game to end 68-68. So there's a... I suspect there's something wrong there. Peninsula Community College defeated Everett CC yesterday, 79-73. Rookies Al Tucker and Bob Rule led the Seattle Supersonics to a 120-108 National Basketball Association win last night over the New York Knickerbockers in Seattle. Once again, if anyone knows the real final score of Everett High's basketball game last night, Alpine 9-11-44, I'd like to know. That's sports from...
KRKO.
Right. Rock, like they used to do back in 1952. Later than that. It was about 1959 for Chubby Checker and Bobby Rydell. KRKO Sounds of the Season. This is the final confirmed score. Meadowdale defeated Everett 69-68 in double overtime. I suppose that heartbreak in itself is one reason why I found out at like 1:45 in the morning what the score was. You Everett folks don't like to give those losing scores. Meadowdale 69, Everett 68, and Honiak had 18 points as the highest score. All right, it's 9 till 2 from the incredible Wild Me.
Happy holidays. Pop on into your participating Texaco dealers today for your free bag of popcorn.
Okay, I can't think of any reason why not. Peppermint Alarm Clock. Is that right? I don't think that's right. It's 1:55, KRKO. Make your appearance at these holiday parties sparkle by wearing new shoes from Nordstrom Best at Aurora Village in Northgate. And for the gals, there are some gorgeous handbags and evening bags just right for all holiday occasions, and particularly New Year's Eve. Nordstrom Best, Aurora Village, Northgate. Hey, I don't usually play instrumental songs on the local station at all. Because, you know, they just don't make the pop charts. They just don't become them hip tunes. But, Robin Sherwood is our music director here at KRKO number one. And when he puts a song in, he thinks he's a hit maker. I haven't heard it. It's an instrumental, though, because it says so right here, I can tell. But since King Curtis has a little bit of soul in his sax, I'm going to listen to it with reservations. I was made to love her. I was made to love her, do everything for her. King Curtis, I guess that'll pass. It probably doesn't have that hit sound. You gotta keep on cranking out them hits on pop station, you see. Monkees, this is still number one, North Metro.
I could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings.
Listening to KRKO Everett, presenting now North Metro's most comprehensive news coverage.
This is Kirk Wilde reporting. A widespread power blackout last night plunged major population areas of Idaho and parts of Utah, Wyoming, and Oregon into darkness last night. An official of the Idaho Power Company indicated that the problem was pretty much within Idaho Power Company facilities. Bank robbers in Seattle and Tacoma struck yesterday only minutes apart. A tall, thin bandit held up the Times Square branch of the Washington Mutual Savings Bank in Seattle at 3:56 p.m., and the FBI says he escaped with $2,445. At 4 o'clock in the afternoon, a robber held up the North Pacific Bank in Tacoma and escaped with approximately $3,400. The Defense Department says Army Specialist 4, William C. Janes of Wana in Pierce County, has been killed in action in Vietnam. He was the son of Mr. and Mrs. Robert E. Janes of Wana. Turned down by the network, Senator Eugene McCarthy has now asked the Federal Communications Commission to order equal broadcast time for him to answer President Johnson's remarks about the so-called Kennedy-McCarthy movement. The president used the phrase in a recent interview broadcast by the three major broadcasting networks. And Senator McCarthy is a peace candidate for the Democratic presidential nomination. The networks declined to give the Minnesota Democrat equal time because President Johnson has not officially announced his plans to run for re-election. The revised North Metro forecast calls for occasional rain and some periods of partial clearing tonight. The lows 45, the highs 48. On the strait, southeast winds 10 to 15 knots. On the inland waters, south to southwest winds at 10 to 20 knots. Currently in North Metro, 46 degrees. KRKO time, 2:05.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you.